Shalom, today is Zaf Yomi, Zivamos, Daf Kuf, Chaf Beis, and we thank Hashem Yisbarach for giving us the strength to do a podcast on this very, very difficult tractate of Yivamos. And so we say as follows, we go to Kuf, Chaf Beis, Amud Beis on the last page of the tractate. As the Gemara cites, Braisa, Tana Rabbanon, Maisa Ba'adam Echad, there was an incident with one person, Shabbat Ha'id Al Isha of Nei Rabbi Tarfon. He came to testify about a woman in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Amar lo, so he said to him, Rabbi Tarfon said to him, Bini, my son, Hecha ta yodea be'edus isha zu. How do you know the testimony about this woman? Amar, how do you know that this man has died, that the person you're testifying to allow his wife to remarry? So this witness said before Rabbi Tarfon, Anivahu ayinu hocham aderach, I was traveling along on the road with him, Verada vacharenu gayas, and these soldiers were traveling after us to attack us, Venitra biyichur shal zayas, and this, my fellow traveler, he grabbed a hold of a olive branch, and he broke it off from the tree and he made it as a stick to fight with the bandits that were attacking us. And he beat them back. So Amartilo, and I said to him at that point, Arye Yashar Kocha, lion, you're a mighty warrior, you know, all strength to you. And meaning to say, I didn't know him beforehand, but that's what I said, lion, you have all this strength. And so he said to me, how do you know my name is lion? Indeed, that's what they call me in my city. Yochanan bar Rabbi Yonasan, Aryeh de Mikfar Shechya. They call me Yochanan, the son of Rabbi Yonasan, the lion from the village of Shechya. Meaning to say, his name was not lion, but that's how they call him. That was his nickname. His real name was Yochanan bar Rabbi Yonasan. And with this evidence, and after a few days, that's how I knew his name, and Yamim, and after a few days, Chala Umes, after a few days, this man became sick and died, And so therefore, that's why I'm coming to testify that his wife can remarry. They see Rabbi Tarfon and Sishto, and Rabbi Tarfon allowed his wife to remarry on this basis. So the Gemara says, but why did Rabbi Tarfon take it all at face value? For Rabbi Tarfon, doesn't Rabbi Tarfon require the thorough investigation of the witnesses to make sure he's not lying? And the Gemara says that we have a competing brisa, and in this brisa, the story doesn't end like that. But in this brisa, the Rabbi Tarfon says as follows, that when he comes, he says, that Rabbi Tarfon says to the man who testifies, Amroi lo kach amartli Yochan ben Yonasan de Mikvar Shechya Aryeh. Didn't you tell me that his name was Yochan, the son of Yonasan, who came from the village which was called Aryeh Lion? And I said, no. And the witness says, Amroi lo, meaning Rabbi Tarfon tried to mess up the witness. And the witness says, no, that's not what he said. Al kach amartli lcha, I told you that his name was Lion, Yochanan ben Yonasan Aryeh de Mikvar Shechaya. And v'dikte kolav shnayim v'shloshapamim. And Rabbi Tarfon kept coming back to him two or three times. He tried to trick him up. V'chiven estvarav, and he still stuck to his story. They see Rabbi Tarfon and Sishto. On that basis, Rabbi Tarfon allowed his wife to remarry. So does Rabbi Tarfon require the witness to be investigated or not? So there's a contradiction or two different sources on this matter. So the Gemara says, well, actually it's a dispute. According to Rabbi Akiva, that when these witnesses come to testify, you don't give them about a woman to allow her to remarry, you don't give them this cross-examination, where Rabbi Tarfon says you do check it. And so this dispute is based upon the fact, how do we view the testimony about women? Do we view that as a monetary case because we want to know if she is allowed to take her ketubah, or do we view it as a capital case? If it would be because if she commits adultery, it's a capital case. So if we're viewing it as a monetary case, we're not going to require the cross examination of the witnesses. But if we view it as a capital case, then we would combine it. And then the tractate ends with the teaching as follows: Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, Torah scholars bring increased peace in the world, as it says, V'chol banayach umudei Hashem, V'rav shalom banayach. So we see from here that this is how this tractate ends. This tractate ends by saying that Torah scholars increase peace in the world. And actually, we know that there are four tractates that conclude with this teaching, that the Torah scholars increase peace in the world. And there's a way to remember it, and the way to remember it is the four tractates are Brachot, Nazir, Yevamot, and Krisos. And these four tractates have the
are of the Rosh Tevos. They have the letters and they spell Banayach. So meaning to say, there are four tractates that end with this verse Banayach, that all your children will be students of God. And Al Tikri Banayach El Banayach, that don't read them your children, but actually your builders. But our tractate does not end with those with that phrase. So the Marsha says that for all of these different tractates, there's a specific reason why the tractate ends with these words, that the Torah scholars increase peace in the world. So what's the reason why our tractate of Yevamos, which we've been studying for 121 days, ends with this message that Torah scholars are the ones who bring peace to the world? Because when we study the tractate Yevamos, we see all these reasons of why a woman could be prohibited and could be stuck as an aguna, not able to remarry, and not be able to marry somebody, and be stuck without the ability to build a family and to move on with her life. But we see that the rabbis understood to be lenient under certain circumstances. And so even in this case, which is such an important case, the rabbis suspended the rules of cross-examination here, according to Rabbi Tarfon, and allowed her to remarry him. From here we see that the attribute, the characteristic of peace, the Torah of life, that was the motivating character trait of this beautiful tractate.